You said that leverage is one of three primary concepts. What's the next one?
The next one is a concept we call velocity. And velocity is simply the speed at which your money moves. And a real simple example would be velocity versus compound interest. Now, when we put money in the bank, we think about, oh, it's going to compound, which means that we're going to earn interest on top of interest. Well, if we just leave the money there and it just sits there, then the most we can get is whatever that return is, that compound interest is. We're not moving it. A good example would be you buy that piece of real estate, and in 2 years, that piece of real estate has increased in value by $30,000. Well, if I just leave that $30,000 in there, then I don't have any speed to my money. Yes, I'm still getting the leverage, but there's no speed. But what if I took that $30,000 out that I just made and bought another piece of real estate? Basically, I'm re-leveraging that money and those earnings, and that's called velocity. I'm moving my money quickly from one investment into additional investments, which increases my leverage and increases my volume or the mass of money that I have. And it's really a very simple concept. It's just a supply of money, but it's my supply of money. So it's the amount of money that I have available to me that I can earn interest on or that I can make a return on, and that is accelerated by how fast I move money from one investment into another investment.
So again, this is going to become intentional. You're going to be actually watching out for the speed at which your money is moving and growing.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons you need a coach, is because you need a coach to help you watch that.